Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but very few of the answers, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that today. My name is Kyron Wheatley, and my guest today is Scout Boxo.
Hooray!
Welcome.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
A beautiful little mullet you've got growing there.
Yes, for listeners at home, I'm sporting...
Is that to describe your mullet?
We were saying before, it's sort of an embryonic mullet at this point. It's more the idea of a mullet.
Yeah.
But it is, I have allowed my classic bowl cut to grow out at the back.
Yep. Is that what you did for lockdown?
That was my lockdown project. One of my friends had a real baby. And I've also had a real baby.
Yeah. Just different don't diminish your baby.
Periods. Yeah. My baby is going to be as... Yeah. No, I'm sorry. My friend has a real baby. Her name is Will. She's so small.
And what's the name of the mullet?
Oh, God.
Well, there's something to work on.
By the end of this... we'll have a name.
You know,
we'll have a little gender reveal party for it.
Someone else hears the name and then they call
and
it.
And then they're like, oh, no, well, I've got a rat tail and that's also its name. So, like, you stole my... Yeah, great.
How did you go in quiz? How'd you go in school? Was school fun?
Not fun. Did well.
Did well.
Very academic in school.
Oh, were you?
Very, never called a delight to teach. Often called precocious.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
A little piece of shit. Yeah. Who just couldn't shut up.
Just a smart little shit.
Yeah, I was just like, actually, I've already read several books on the Tudor dynasty.
Yeah.
You didn't even mention
Sunday.
The reformation of the cathedrals.
What topics? What were the subjects that combined to your VCE, HSC... TEE. I don't know what state you
No, I was
in.
I was in New South Wales.
Oh,
I did the HSC.
Yeah.
So it's made out of like your 10 best units. So I had 4 units of English.
Oh, you did 4 different English
yeah,
subjects.
Yeah.
What were they?
English.
Uh-huh.
English Extension 1 and English Extension 2, which is a giant creative piece that's 30,000 words or something. Like
right.
It's a fucked thing to ask
it's
children to do. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so smart. So I did like this fucking dumb combination of like rhyming couplets that was like Dante's Inferno, but it was a modern politician in a sex scandal. And I was just like, yes, yes, minister. Yes. Oh, God. I'm so fucking smart.
Great.
Yes, that was great. Did
so
Latin as well.
Oh, okay.
So,
That was the fourth English.
That was the fourth English, the lesser known English.
Yeah,
Latin.
So, if any of these questions are in English or Latin, we should have a head start.
Yeah. Anything else?
We're fucked.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Unless
good luck.
The Brains Trust can help us. Shall we meet them now?
Let's go for the Brains Trust.
It's exciting today because these two are old friends of the royal family. They're also biscuit factory owners. It's hello to the two Bobbies.
All right. It's good
welcome.
To be here.
Thanks. Yeah, you can take your mask off if you've got a glass of water. So cough away.
Oh yeah, thanks. Oh, that's good.
You all right, Bobby?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm feeling a bit under the weather, but it's good to be here nonetheless.
So, Bobby Roberts, Bob Roberts Jones, welcome.
Yeah, or vice versa. Don't matter.
Well, one of you's married. Obviously, that's a hyphened name there, Bobberts Jones.
Go on, Bobby, Bob, take it. That's you, mate.
Was married. Well, it was the name for my first wife.
Right. My second girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's
right. Is that right?
Yeah.
We love to share.
We do. Sharing's caring, that's what we say.
Yeah. So, Roberts and Bobberts are your surnames. How did you find, like, did you meet each other at school, or were you, did you work together at somewhere, at the biscuit factory, or...
Well, no, actually, we were in the Navy together in the First World War, was it?
I think so.
I think, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
I can't remember if it was the first or the second.
It's tough to remember at your age, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're both very old, but we look very young, which is good. All the biscuits, they keep you young, that's what they say.
Yeah, it's biscuit factory owners. Yeah. What are you making, penguins?
Yeah, well, actually, they're kind of cheaper knockoffs. They're pigeons. Our ones,
yeah,
they're like that, but no chocolate, just plain flavour.
So if penguins are like Tim Tams, then pigeons are like
penguins.
How far away from a Tim Tam is a pigeon?
As far as you can go, really.
As far as you can go, really.
You go any further,
yeah,
it's not a biscuit.
Yeah.
Imagine a Tim Tam if it was too salty.
Okay.
That's like the pigeon biscuit. Yeah.
Well, they're doing that all the time now, aren't they, with the Tim Tams? There's millions of flavours.
I was going to say, a salty Tim Tam is not a bad Tim Tam. You can get the salted caramel from the Murray Darling Tim Tam.
Mm.
And that's for drought-stricken community. So if you hate a salty Tim Tam, you really do hate the working man.
Well, hello. I think we might be popular in Australia. That sounds good. Might expand our market.
It goes all right.
So we've got English covered, Latin covered, biscuits obviously will be covered. Are there any other areas of expertise that you've gathered? I mean, I guess the war, whichever one it happened to be, but...
Yeah.
Across your many years, decades of experience, areas of expertise that you've picked up along the way, you'll be able to help out with the quiz today.
Yeah, well, anything to do with a monarch.
Anything to do with a monarch.
Good fair. We used to actually, hang out with Prince Andrew a lot.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, we're still dealing with that in the courts, but we won't go into it.
Yeah,
no.
You can't talk about things before the courts.
Our lawyer's over there shaking his head, so we better.
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
Shall we do a quiz?
Let's crack on.
Question one. Julia Quinn's novel. Here you go, Scout. Novel.
A novel?
Straight up. Bit of English.
All right.
The Duke and I.
Oh, God.
The name of the novel. Spawned which period drama television series that debuted on Christmas Day 2020? Julia Quinn's novel, The Duke and I, spawned which period drama television series that debuted on Christmas Day 2020? Do you know all the Dukes, Bobbies, as friends of the royal families? I guess you hang out with them a bit.
No,
yeah. Of course we do. We know all six of them. Greg, Sandra.
Sandra.
Yeah. I like Tim. He's a good one too.
Yeah. And then the other three all have the same name, actually.
Yeah.
Greg 2.
Oh, Greg 3.
Oh, Greg 3. I thought it was Greg, Tim and Sandra again, but it's actually five Gregs.
Wait, no, we got confused. No.
So we got four
there's
Gregs.
Three Gregs, two Tims,
and one and a half Sandras.
Yeah.
Where'd the half come from? Which half?
Which half?
Growing a mullet, I think.
Growing a mullet, yeah, that's it. Sandra's named her mullet Sandra. They'll be egotistical. Big head.
Yeah. Julia Quinn's The Duke and I. Have you read that?
I have no fucking idea. This sounds like the kind of like bodice ripper that would have spawned like Outlander. That kind of shit. So yep. I've got nothing. So,
are you boys? Yeah, you
Bobbert,
two.
Bobberts? How do you prefer to be addressed collectively?
The two Bobbies.
The two Bobbies.
One of us will answer if you ask.
Okay, good.
Do either of you know this book?
Well, yeah, I read a book once.
What book was that again?
A Spot Goes to the Zoo.
It's one of my favourites too, actually.
And you know what he did at the zoo? He read Geraldine Quinn's book. So,
Geraldine Quinn.
Wait, what was it again?
Julia Quinn.
Julia Quinn.
No, I'm not sure if Geraldine Quinn's written a book. Maybe she has.
I hope she has.
Well, Spot read it.
Exactly.
Well, if we don't know the book, that's okay, because we can guess a period drama television series that debuted on Christmas Day in 2020. Is Outlander that recent?
No. Outlander was like 2017. I'm really not up on my period dramas. Ever since Call the Midwife killed off the lesbians, I've really kind of dipped out.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anything.
I know that early in this year, I don't know when it debuted, but a lot of people were watching Bridgerton.
Oh.
Like Bridgerton was the big thing that everyone was talking about.
Okay.
Do you know Bridgerton?
Yeah, I watched the last episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sort of catches you up on everything,
yeah,
doesn't
yeah, it? Yeah, and I don't want to spoil it to you,
yeah,
but the bridge does go to town.
We'll put Bridgerton. Question number two. The Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish word. Three languages you didn't study. Isn't that
no,
a
but
shame?
Oh, no, but they're all romance languages, all so many of them are derived Latin, from Latin.
The okay, Italian, well, Portuguese, and Spanish word Lego translates to what in English, baby?
That's
the
dear.
One you do know. Lego.
Lego. It's there, isn't
small,
it? It is
small
English.
Brick block. I'm going to say...
Do you, what,
I'm going to say... I'm going to say allow or permit.
You reckon it's allow or
as
permit?
As in, like, legitimate...
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Oh, use a bit of logic.
I was
going to
say, yeah, I was like, using a bit of etymology. Etymologic. That's what we call it.
It's L-A-G-O.
Oh, okay. I take it back. I misspelled that in my head. L-A-G-O.
L-A-G-O. How deep in Latin did you go? Like, what
all the way to year 12, pretty deep.
So, and what does that mean? Can you speak? Can you, like, talk
no,
sentences?
Jesus
or do you know
Christ
words?
If
Are
I,
you
if
a lawyer?
You give, if you give me a... Okay, but I do court transcription as a day job, so there actually a surprising amount of Latin crops up in there. But it's always pronounced by like district attorneys from around in Bathurst. So they're like, yeah, eggs temporary. And I'm like, love this for you. No, I basically, for your assessment, you have to be able to translate like huge passages of Livy and Ovid and shit. But my favorite was Catullus, who was a Roman poet, and he just came up with, he was just like the nastiest, filthiest poet you've ever heard. Like one of his poems is just called "I will sodomize and face fuck you," because this guy had called him sorry for the lawyers.
I love
at
that poem.
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
Yeah,
it's
a classic in the British school
system. I think that's a war poem, isn't it? I think
that's right. Yeah. Now I'm thinking of the trenches. Remember it from me. Hey, that was that's actually how we met at the Bubbies. Now I think about it.
Yeah.
Bringing that back.
We love poetry. My favourites.
Was it Two Bobbies or the Two Bottoms you're thinking of? I don't know.
Yeah, Two Bottoms.
That's a fun joke.
Let me tell you, that was a trouble.
But so you were reading this fuck me poem. Or whatever. Well, sorry, I don't know.
By Catullus. Yeah, basically, he got, this guy was like, Catullus, what an effeminate man. And then Catullus was like, I will sodomize and face fuck you.
Mm.
You think my poetry's effeminate? Wow. So like I can usually, if you give me a passage of Latin, I can usually go through it. I can't write it. I definitely can't speak it. No one speaks it except for one radio station in Norway.
Oh, wow.
Not sure how they go
on to
it.
I thought that maybe
it.
The royals would speak Latin. How do you communicate with the royals? Do you catch up? Is it by letter?
Sometimes we speak in the Queen's English. I don't mind if I do. And sometimes we have to talk in lizard. But...
Yeah. Oh, you're fluent.
Yeah, that was Lego in lizard.
Do you know what Lego is in English at all?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
You'd like to know.
Oh, yeah, so that is the question. The Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish word Lego translates to what in English?
Lighthouse.
So
I'm honestly like, I'll go with that because I'm stumped.
All right, sure, we'll put...
I have no idea if that's right, but I think my instincts are very good.
You do have very good instincts, Bobby.
Reptilian instincts, Bobby.
Question number three. The 2021 Lunar New Year marked the start of the year of the what?
Oh, God.
Do you know what year you were born in?
I'm pretty sure it was the rooster, but I don't know. I mean, you guys were probably born in the 20s.
Yeah, did they have it back then?
Yeah, I'm the year of the Shetland pony, but...
Yeah.
Different, yeah.
Were you born in the same year? Do you share that as well?
No, we were many moons apart. I was actually the year of the flu.
The year of the Spanish flu.
Yeah,
the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
Which happened 3 years after World War One started, but... Don't
almost
think about that too hard.
They've narrowed it down since, haven't they?
Well, no, because they're cyclical. Yeah, so, like, it comes back again and again.
Yeah, it's like every 8 or 12 years.
So they might
have
probably could have guessed that the Spanish flu was coming.
That's right.
Actually,
that's right.
based on that.
Yeah. So makes sense now.
So there's rooster, ox, cow. No, that's ox. No, we're not just listing animals.
Oh,
sorry.
Just so
yeah, animals.
Pony.
No. It's okay, but we can read Spot Goes to the Zoo later.
I
if
would
that
love
would.
That.
Yeah, we'll nightcap for you. Oh, Christ.
What
I'm going to say Year of the Ox.
I don't think Christ was one.
Okay, all right.
Question number four. What is the International Olympic Committee three-letter abbreviation for Switzerland. What does the IOC abbreviate Switzerland to?
Surely just SWI.
Or is there another country that's
no,
SWI?
No, because I was just thinking in my head, there's...
I was going to say Swiss, but...
I nearly said Swahili.
Yeah.
And then I nearly said Sweden. And I nearly... And both of those would be incorrect, so...
I mean, SWI makes sense, but I feel like they wouldn't ask the question if that was it. Have you travelled much? Have you gone on the big tour?
Yes, we have done the big tour many times.
You mean the Katiki?
Yeah, like a Katiki tour.
Yeah, we actually started the Katiki business back in the day.
Oh, did you? Before Biscuits?
Yeah, before Biscuits, we were running Katiki tours for war veterans from the World War One.
Yep.
Take them
back
Europe.
To Germany. Yeah. Fuck on a bus.
Exactly right.
And I'd walk up and down beautiful. And give them biscuits, actually. Yeah.
And then you realise that the biscuits were more your speed, less the Kentucky. What happened? Was there a particular incident that, like, your lawyer's looking at you a bit? Is there something happened on the Kentucky?
Oh, well,
yeah. That's why you're not in the business anymore?
Yeah, we had to get out. We realised all the people on the bus were hungry, so we started baking biscuits for them. That's how we got in the biscuit business.
Yeah, okay, cool.
More profitable than Kentucky.
Much more profitable, yeah. It turns out all these people with PTSD didn't want to go back to the war zone. What were we thinking?
Really fraud business model. Yeah,
it was not good.
Did you make your way to Switzerland at all?
What, the Kentucky tour in Switzerland?
Yeah, did you cross the border into the neutral territory, or was it exclusively bad memories?
Sometimes we do Kentucky's right around the border, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But we wouldn't dare step in.
Yeah.
We did a special border trip. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, well, that's the rule, isn't it?
That is the rule, actually.
They weren't allowed in. Did any of the signs have Switzerland or any abbreviation for Switzerland on them? At all, as you know, because you're circling the country.
I'm actually thinking maybe it was. Oh, wait, hang on a hot second. Ooh. It won't be Switzerland in English. It'll be Switzerland in Swiss.
In Swiss?
Which is S-U. Oh, no, that's just what it is in French.
Yeah, well French
in
is
French
the
it's
IOC.
It's
isn't Swiss. The IOC speak French? Yeah.
Swiss
French.
So then it's. Oh, hello.
So then it's.
So it's S-U-I.
S-U-I.
Damn.
Yep.
That was really amazing to watch the way you two figured that out together. That was inspiring.
But without you guys planting the seed, it wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
So that was a beautiful
combo.
Exactly.
Without us starting a Kentucky tour business all those years ago, you wouldn't have got that answer.
Yeah. That's logic. Question 5, the Coachella Music Festival, cancelled for the third time.
Oh, no.
This year. Is held in which U.S. state? You ever been to those sorts of festivals? You been to Burning Man or Coachella or Glastonbury?
Oh, my God, no.
Don't like the mud? Not a camping?
No. Oh, no. Not at all. Jesus Christ. No, no, no. Oh, no, no,
no.
No,
no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no.
The last time I went to a big festival was Falls Festival in 2013.
To work or were you?
No, like just to see with mates.
Yeah.
And I was there with all my high school friends, none of whom I had anything in common with anymore.
Mm.
And they were all high, so high for the whole trip. And then
you didn't have that in common with them either?
Absolutely not. No. I'm on enough prescription medication, darling. I can't be having anything extra. But then I accidentally...
Oh, no thanks, I'm full.
Oh, no thanks. Yum, yum, yum. No, so I accidentally double-dosed on my night meds and just had a terrible time.
Oh, no.
So I haven't gone back to anything since.
What about you, Bobby? Do you get into any of those festivals? What's over there? Reading Leeds Festival? Do you go to Glastonbury every year? Head out to the farm?
Yeah, we do love Glastonbury, but we also used to go to Burning Man with Prince Philip. He loved it.
He absolutely loved it, didn't he?
Yeah.
What was his favourite band again?
Oh, DJ Rufflebottom.
Rufflebottom.
Yeah, kind of a deep house kind of guy.
Sort of sounds like a moniker for someone from the royal family who's gotten into music.
DJ
Rufflebottom.
I'm not going to lie, Prince Philip was DJing at Burning Man. He was a big hit on the on La Playa, as he used to call it. He loved it, Prince Phil, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he hated music, and he said the only person who could make music that I'd like would be myself.
Yeah.
But you didn't hear that from us.
That's where DJ Rufflebottom...
Gets pretty sweaty out there, doesn't it?
Check him out on Bandcamp, though. He's pretty good.
And that was at Burning Man. Which I think is in the... I think that's in, like, Arizona
Yeah, that's, like, in the far desert. Surely Coachella's just in California
somewhere.
You'd think
it'd be California.
I'm going to put down California. I think that's a pretty safe guess.
All right, we'll put California. What? Questions. Here we go. Question 6. I think this might be one for you, Bobbies.
All right.
Which year was the Queen's Annus Horribilis?
And what a year it was. Oh, boy, eh? DJ Ruffle Button was there at a party. Everyone was breaking down. Lizzie cut loose. Tell you what, 6 months. Didn't go to bed. Party, party, party.
What's the Queen's poison of choice when she's on a bender? Do you guys know?
Yes. What are those silver bottles of champagne that the rappers drink? Those. Ace of Spades. Loves Ace of Spades champagne. You know, her and Jay-Z popping corks in each other's eyes. Very silly.
Yeah. what is an anus horribilis?
I actually know the answer to this one.
Oh, do you?
It's Latin for horrible year.
Oh.
It's just that...
So when was the Queen's worst year?
The Queen's worst year was the year that... it was also the year that Diana died.
No, that was a good year for her. She put us on security
Bobby,
for a reason.
You can't say that. You can't say that. That's no good. Oh, God. And I'm like 90% certain it was the year that Diana died. Because like all this other shit happened.
Yep.
And then the Queen got in. I haven't seen The Crown or anything. I've got all this from my mum who loved Diana and like mourned her death and also got a Diana haircut for about 10 years. It was awful. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was 97.
97, you reckon? Do you remember the Queen being down any year? Did you have to counsel the Queen? Did you get in there with Prince Philip and say, it's all right?
Do I remember the Queen being sad?
She's very jolly. She's
yes,
very
I've jolly, said it four different ways, woman. But that's essentially what I've asked.
In 1986, I remember one morning she got up and her toast was burnt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was very sad that year.
Wasn't a stroke.
No, actually, now that I do remember, she was slurring her words.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, the toaster's not even on. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Though she did burn her toast once. That was in 78.
Yeah, that was in 78. That was a bad year as well. Lots of toast stories, the Queen. She never stops going on about it.
Yeah, doesn't sound busy. So, 97, do you want to put?
I'm going to say... It's either 96 or 97, I'm pretty sure. When did Candle in the Wind come out?
I think Diana was... Did she die earlier than that?
Yeah, because she died before Candle in the Wind.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd say Elton John did it.
Yeah.
This conspiracy goes so deep.
Yeah. I feel like that was before. And also, if we think about what Elton John was wearing at that funeral... That feels earlier than 97.
Yeah. Maybe it was 90. Maybe it was 93. Fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, was it before I was alive?
97 was Titanic as well.
And you can't have two
yeah.
cultural that moments of that important.
Hollywood's Anus Horribilis.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, let's say 93.
93. All right, we'll put down.
Somewhere between your song and Candle in the Wind.
Question 7. What is 6/8 as a percentage? Do you squeeze any maths into the 10 topics or 8 topics you had to...
6/8 as a percentage is just 3/4.
3/4.
A bit cheeky there. They got a bit cheeky with the...
Well, that 3/4, that's not a percentage either.
No. But then the percentage is just...
You get one
75%.
Answer. Sorry.
Whoa, Bobbies. I thought we were on the same team, man.
Yeah. Well, if he's not going to do his job...
No. Oh, what?
Got to step in.
Okay.
I like rules.
No, that was a massive overstep, dude.
All right, pardon me. I'm sorry. Forget it. I'm not the boss of the Biscuit Factory. This is my Biscuit Factory. I'll
Hang
step
on, wait,
back.
So who is the boss of the Biscuit Factory? Is it a co-owned thing or is one of you the other one's boss?
We're financed by the Queen, actually. So she owns 6/8 of the business.
She's everyone's boss.
Which is
75%.
Absolutely.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And she tells us that every morning. Calls us up, hey Bobbies.
Hey,
just remember.
You know how the Prime Minister sends her like dispatches in the briefcase, in the red briefcase? Do you guys send her dispatches like with a little like sampling of cookies? You're like, hey, here's some bickies to read with the AGM finance reports.
Yeah.
Or if not, I think that's a nice idea.
Yeah, we just kind of pop around though. We don't have to send a briefcase or anything.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
Just knock on the door.
Friends.
Let us in. Come on.
What is the process there? Like, because there's obviously the guards at the front. Do they know you by face? Do they know
Oh,
you?
Yeah, we fuck about with them.
Oh yeah.
We get months. We've had some good nights out with
you
those
mean,
fellas.
The big hats and the machine guns
you fuck about with the men who are employed largely to not laugh at tourists
who go up to them
and try and make them laugh like in the Mary Kate and Ashley.
They are mad rooters, I tell you that. Mad rooters.
God, Jesus Christ.
All the birds are trying to slip their number in their hats, I tell you that.
Why would you put it in the hat? Just give it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Well. That sounds like it's actually true.
Well, I don't lie. Lawyer's giving us a thumbs up. That's all true.
I'll put 75%. Question right. 8. What beginning with T is the name of the first part of the Jewish Bible? Plenty of humour here. What beginning with T is the name of the first part of the Jewish Bible?
The Titanic. is that right?
A Hollywood classic.
Yeah.
And an important part of the ancient and beautiful and venerated Jewish mythology.
Are you religious, Bobbies? You know, for many people these days, religion has sort of waned in their day-to-day life. But what about for the two of you? Is it as present as it was back in the 10s, the 20s, the 30s, whenever the fuck you lived?
Yeah, we've lived through it all. We've lived through it all.
You can't go through multiple world wars and not believe in something.
And yeah. We've dabbled in all the religions, haven't we? Kind of try before
pick
you
and
buy.
Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll absolutely. Probably just talk about the white ones. just for
safety. Yeah. Sake. Yeah. You know.
I'm a proud Irish Catholic.
You're proud. Hang on. So you're a proud Irish Catholic who fought for England in multiple world wars and now is close friends
with the Queen,
who is the head of the Church of England, which is largely considered to be antithetical in a lot of ways to the Irish Catholic faith. And you're saying that you hold all those multiplicities in you. That sounds like a lot of work.
It's the modern age.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, actually.
Yeah. It's about harmony, though, isn't it?
That's it. And that's what the two Bobbies are all about.
Yeah, about bringing people together, peace and harmony.
Yep.
That's why we appeared on this podcast, trying to get people together between all the religions. Yep. So, welcome.
I'm glad we got to bring it up.
Yeah, thank you for
putting it in my mind.
Have you guys ever considered going into the wafer business, like communion wafers?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's actually, I didn't want to say this, but that's where 75% of our money comes from, actually.
6/8, you mean?
6/8, yeah.
Communion wafers.
Communion wafers, yeah.
What's the secret to a good communion wafer?
Flat. You want it very flat. A lot of people make them too thick. Now when you go to church and you get one of those chunky ones, oh, horrible. And you're gulping wine to get it down. It's a bad look. You want it thin.
But what beginning with T is the name of the first... Yeah, it is.
Okay.
We'll put Torah and move on. Question 9. I don't know. There's an umlaut here, and I don't know how to pronounce it. Luchen, L-O-W with an umlaut on the O. Luchen, Logoto Rabignolo.
Oh, God.
And Havanese.
Are all types of pasta.
Are all breeds of which domestic animal?
Oh, close. The Italian stallion. There you go.
Three types of Italian stallion.
Sorry, can you repeat them again?
Well, the Luchen with an umlaut on the O, two dots above the O, Logoto, Romagnolo, and I said Havanese because I thought maybe it I thought maybe it was Italian, but I feel like maybe it's not. I feel like maybe it's
Havanese. Okay.
Maybe as in from Havana.
Oh.
Would that be a thing? Havanese?
That's a bit exotic. Okay.
In which case it wouldn't be esse.
Esse.
I don't think.
Esse.
I'm going to stop doing that. Luchen, Logoto Rabignolo, and Havanese are all breeds of which domestic animal? Well, there's not too many. Do you keep animals yourselves, Bobbies?
Yeah, we own zoos as well. So
you bought a zoo?
We bought zoos, yeah. We've all our biscuit money.
Were you inspired by Spot Goes to the Zoo? And you were like, I want to make this book dream come true for me.
Yes, and eventually I will get enough money to turn myself into a dog. That's my big dream. That's what I want.
Dog, do you reckon?
Yeah, I was about to say, what breed?
Yeah, they're all breeds of dog.
No. What breed would you turn yourself into?
What breed? Spot is a spotty hound.
He's animated. You want to be CGI? No.
Two-dimensional dog. That's beautiful, man. Okay, I don't think they're dogs because I think I would have heard of them if they were dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're cats, but
same reason.
Because I would have, I guess. Okay, what are the domesticated animals? Can you have birds? They don't sound like birds. Don't have Italian names.
No,
elephant. Geese do.
Elephant. What
geese
kind of
have Italian names?
Yeah.
What?
When you go down to the park, you always see the geese. It's like, look, there's Luigi.
Yeah. Luca.
Giovanni.
Michelangelo.
Yeah, is no one else talking to the geese? Am I crazy?
Nah, just you and me, Bobby, you and me.
Yeah, right, mate.
I just don't know if they're named that or if you're naming them that.
Yeah, I think you've bestowed that on them.
It's a bit the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
I could call a goose have an ease if I wanted to.
Exactly.
True.
But I wouldn't.
Do you want to put geese?
Yeah, fuck, why not? In a tribute to that, let's put geese.
I wouldn't. Just putting that on the table for you.
Question 10. Which spelling is correct? Ecstasy, ecstasy, or ecstasy? Those spellings are ECSTASY, mm-hmm. ECSTACY, mm-hmm. or EXTASY.
Okay, well, we don't need to fuck around with that one. Yeah. It's the first one. I do a lot of drug courts, so I've typed that.
You've typed
lot.
It out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's shorthand for ecstasy?
Woo!
Is that what you put?
Jesus Christ!
Is that you put on the notes?
Just a bloody, yeah, no, just a bloody, yeah, good time, yeah, just, yeah. You know, what, just like, and then like the sound of a jaw just swinging from side to side. Actually, no, because I don't type in shorthand, like I just type everything out as it goes. But also it's
humble
very...
Humble brag there, bit of a flex.
Yeah, actually I type really fucking quickly. It's really cool.
Do you have typists for all your work, or do you type out anything that you need to write?
I've never written anything, and we don't. We just
no. Yeah, we've got a no paper record policy at our factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's why you guys are good mates with Prince Andrew? No paper record policy.
Lawyer's shaking his head. Can't answer that one. Sorry about that.
No, great question, fair. But
pardon me. Yeah. Yeah.
Off limits.
Well, if you guys ever need a typist, like I can type pretty quickly, and I love a bicky.
That's fantastic.
That's how we pay our employees.
That's
actually
another name for ecstasy, actually.
A little disco bicky.
Is that the biscuits? Is that what you're in?
Lawyer's shaking his head. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
That's 10 questions. How do you think you did?
I think we got 6.
You reckon 6?
Maybe. I think the geese one was a bit of a throwaway, but that was such a beautiful insight into your mind of naming all the geese Italian names. I didn't want to ever forget that.
Yeah. What do you reckon? What do you think? Are you expecting more than 6?
I'm expecting 10 out of 10.
You reckon 10 out of 10?
Absolutely.
Even with the geese.
Yes, that one's worth 10, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm on the same thought process, but I reckon 1 out of 10 because it's only worth 1, that geese.
Oh, damn. All right. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, let's
find out. If I got that
out.
Ecstasy one wrong, that's a bit. But worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we shall see. Question number 1 was, Julia Quinn's novel The Duke and I spawned which period drama television series that debuted on Christmas Day in 2020? You said Bridgerton, and it's Bridgerton.
Yeah, well, you spoon-fed well that done. To us, so much appreciated.
Yeah, not a problem. Question 2, the Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish word Lego translates to what in English? You said lighthouse, but it's lake, unfortunately.
Oh! Lego. Hang on, I didn't know that at all.
Well, you said
Lago?
It like you did just then.
The something Lago?
What's that lake?
Wait, Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago.
It's a something lake.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Question 3, was the 2021 Lunar New Year marked the start of the year of the what? You said ox, and that's correct.
Oh, that was a guess, even though I got someone on Facebook who posts about the Lunar New Year a lot.
Question 4, what is the International Olympic Committee 3-letter abbreviation for Switzerland? You said SUI, and it's SUI.
Yes!
Wow.
Come on, French.
3 so far. Question 5, the Coachella Music Festival recently cancelled for a third time. It's held in which U.S. state? You said California, and it's California.
California, here we come.
That's correct. That's where you'll be heading if you head to Coachella. Question 6, which year was the Queen's Annus Horribilis? You landed on 1993, but it was 1992.
Oh.
That was the toast year, wasn't it?
That was the toast year.
Okay. Well, you guys didn't really come through on that one. But
question 7. What is 6/8 as a percentage? You said 75%, and that's correct.
75%, baby.
Question 8. What, beginning with T, is the name of the first part of the Jewish Bible? You said Torah, and it is, of course, Torah. Question 9. Lochin, Logotto, Romagnolo, and Havanese are all breeds of which domestic animal?
Can I take a second non-geese guess?
What was your second non-geese guess?
Rabbits.
Rabbits? Yeah. Okay. Well, you said geese or rabbits, and it's dog.
No! What kind of... Okay. What kind of dog?
You know, I would have said that, but you just pushed it off the table so quick.
Whoa, okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just popping up at the end to say you knew that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what? Okay.
Just by the way.
No, no, no. Okay, so Bobby, what does a Havanese dog look like?
Like a blue ear.
Like an Australian cattle dog.
But just
Italian.
Bigger ears.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to look that up later.
Also half geese.
And question 10, which spelling is correct? Ecstasy, ecstasy, or ecstasy? You said ecstasy, and it's ecstasy, giving you 7 out of 10.
Hell yeah, we're going to live forever.
One more than you'd hoped for.
We're never going to die.
Congratulations, that's a very good score. Thank Our you. Highest score is 8.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, so you're one off the top.
Ooh, how many am I with on 7?
I think 3 people have got 8, so you're 4th at the moment, or maybe 5th, depending.
Beautiful, tied.
Disappointing for you then, Bobby.
They're very disappointing. I thought we'd be 10 out of 10.
Yeah, but a huge win for you, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, well, I said one, so yeah. I'm thrilled.
Keeping expectations low.
I'm going straight to the pokies after this.
Do you go to the pokies much, Bobby's?
Yeah, we all own all the pokies in Australia. That's
oh,
our
do
other
you?
Job. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, great.
Yeah.
How do you guys balance it all? I mean, because at this point you own pokies, you own zoos.
Yep, biscuits.
You run that Contiki tour.
Yeah, I mean, they're all one
and
the same, aren't
you? Got the case.
you got that ongoing litigation. That sounds like a lot.
We're very busy, very important people, but we manage. Do you know how? We take a lot of ecstasy, that's how.
Nice. Yes.
Keeps us positive.
All right, now, Lawyer's shaking his head on that one, mate.
I'll take that back.
Yeah. There's a couple of lawyers in here helping us out today. Would you like to introduce us to them?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. There's Wiggs McGee over there in the wig.
Yep, Wiggs McGee.
Yeah.
Do we want him to come over and say hi?
Yeah, come over and say hi, Wiggs.
Hey, yeah, Wiggs. Yeah, thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you so much. Wiggs McGee here. And now it's not a wig.
Well, thank you for being here anyway, Wiggs.
No, thank you. See you later.
Thanks, Wiggsy. Good to see you, mate.
And do they have any do they have any assistants with them that help them out?
Yeah, there's old Kneecap Noddy next to him. Yep.
All right, come over, Kneecap Noddy. Say hi.
Come over, Kneecaps.
Hey, hi there, Kneecap.
Hello, I'm Kneecaps Noddy, and I'm a lawyer's assistant. Very honoured to be here. I actually knew the dog's answer.
Yeah, we all knew the dog's answers, Kneecap.
All right, no worries.
Yep. Thanks, Kneecap Noddy, for being here.
Absolute pleasure. It was a real honour. Loved the show. Long time listener. Oh,
sounds like you've got a very similar accent, just a different pitch.
Kneecap Noddy is my son.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
Be honest, yeah.
Yep.
8 years old. He's a lawyer's assistant. Very proud dad.
Well, that's great. He's doing very well. How did you get into that? I mean, that sounds like he's done some English classes, maybe some improv.
Yeah, he's done a lot. He's done a lot. Yeah. I'm very proud of him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Captain of his Harold team at childcare.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, great.
He's a good boy.
Who takes that class?
Well, he's here as well, actually.
Yeah.
Bring him over. What's his name again? He's your boy's.
He's my boy's. Silly Whistler.
Silly Whistler.
Yeah, Silly Whistler. Come on, say hi.
I think I've seen you, Silly, before. You've worked with Oliver Coleman, I think.
Yeah, I have, actually. Worked with him way back, yeah. He's a good boy, aren't you?
Is Oliver Coleman here as well? Look, Oliver just rocked up.
Oh, hello. It's me, Oliver Coleman.
It's good to have you here, mate.
What are you doing here?
I was just strolling through. I needed to have a chat to Noddy Kneecap over there. Well, I'm on his Harold team.
Yeah, great.
At childcare.
Who else is on the team?
Oh, look, it's Blake Everett.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, well, you're here as well, Blake.
Yeah, yeah, we what's going on here?
we just did a quiz.
Yeah, sweet.
We're out of time. So thank you both for being here.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, and we're booked in to use this space from 7 to 8, so if you can hurry up.
Scalebox, congratulations, 7 out of 10.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Brains Trust.
That's pretty good.
We did it.
Yeah, you're right.
That was beautiful.
That's pretty good. Are you, you're remounting a show at Comedy Republic, I believe.
Sure am. I'm so excited. I forget the date. August 12th. No, I got it. I got it.
You got it.
It's in my brain.
August 12th.
August 12th. Good Egg.
Hit show from the Comedy Festival this year.
It's a bloody hit show.
Everyone wants to see it.
It's very silly. It's very good. Yeah. But Blake Everett is teching, which is very exciting. Hello.
Oh, the bloke that was just in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's gone now. bye, Blake. Yeah, cheers. Really stoked for that. And I got nothing else to report.
Well, that's great. So if you're in Melbourne, you can go to comedyrepublic.com.au and get tickets to that.
Yum.
And when borders are open, I'm sure you'll cross them and do comedy elsewhere around the country.
I shall cross the border.
That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Woohoo.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.